News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL. Good evening. I'm Steve Evans. With us in studio is Brock Arnold, the newly elected mayor of Naples City. Brock Arnold is here to tell us a little bit about the aspirations that he has as mayor for Naples City, goals that he has for Naples City. Welcome to the KVEL studios, Brock Arnold.
Thanks, Steve. It's good to be here. I appreciate you having me.
Let's start by giving a little bit of background. Who is Brock Arnold? What job do you have right now?
Yeah, I work for Roosevelt City. I'm the HR and IT manager for Roosevelt City. My wife and I also run a nonprofit for families that are dealing with cancer and other long-term illnesses. And I'm newly elected mayor of Naples, and I'm really happy to be part of the city and help them where I can.
I would think with your background in municipal government, Naples City can benefit from that, would they not?
Absolutely. I've learned a lot from Roosevelt City. We work with some great people over there. We've had great council and mayor, great staff, and I've learned a lot about the inner workings of local government, and it just adds to that value for how I can help Naples, especially where they're smaller and don't have as much staff and other opportunities. I have some expertise I can bring in to help keep things going, and it's been really nice.
Briefly, tell us a little bit about your family. Share with us some thoughts there.
Yeah, my wife is a local to the basin. She's originally a Mathis. She was born and raised here in Vernal. In Naples, actually, is where they grew up. We have four boys. Our oldest is 14 and our youngest is 8. And as my 14-year-old said yesterday, they're a handful. And we feel bad for my wife sometimes because she had four brothers growing up. And she has four boys. And she doesn't know what to do when the girls are around.
Other than your in-laws and your wife growing up in Naples, what brought you to Naples? What inspired you, or what motivated you to move your family to Naples? Obviously, you had a lot of choices when you moved out here to the Uinta Basin. Why Naples? What's unique about Naples?
We really felt like we needed to live somewhere where our four boys could grow up learning solid work ethic. And being able to move out here to this community that's big in ag and oil and the industry that's out here, we just felt like it was better suited for the needs of our family. And we wanted to get back out here so that they could really learn to participate in a small town community, in that small town feel.
Here in the Uinta Basin, we do teach our kids how to work.
We do.
So they do. They're not afraid of that. So
that's the goal.
Tell us a little bit about Naples City. Where do you see it now, and where do you see it at the end of your term as mayor, whether it be 4 years or 8 years?
Well, I've always been proud of Naples ever since I've learned about them, ever since we've lived there. I feel like they've done an incredible job of remaining fiscally solvent. They've done a great job of not raising property taxes and still being able to offer some good amenities to the citizens. You know, a town this size shouldn't have a police force, frankly. It's amazing to me that they can afford to do it and be able to offer that service to the residents of Naples City.
It is unique.
It's very unique, and it's a testament to those that have come before and their ability to manage that budget and keep that going. And I think it's a draw for people to want to come there, to know that they have that local law enforcement, that it's a priority for them, not maybe an afterthought. And that's no offense to the county or anybody else, but when you spread officers thin through the county, it's hard, and they do their best. But I think it's a great offering for the residents. We have great staff. They love working for Naples City. They love the residents of Naples City. And as I've talked to all of them, all of those full-time staff, I've missed a few police officers because of their schedules, but tried to talk to everybody and just thank them. And they really are passionate about what they do for Naples. And I think that those are some really great things to build on.
Well, I would agree with that. There's some great people on staff there at Naples City. What are some of the challenges that you see for Naples City going forward?
Well, some of the major challenges for us are going to be housing, water connections, keeping up with that budget, trying not to raise property tax, and continuing to try to fund things through as low a property tax as we can and sales tax. So I think that we're up against some things because of the state and what they're pushing for housing and some things, and just trying to find that balance between what the state of Utah is going to force us to do while remaining true to who Naples is.
Governor Cox has an initiative that he's stating that he'd like to see 35,000 new starter homes built in Utah in the next while. Would you like to see some of those homes, a subdivision or two in Naples?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a sensitive subject with who you talk to in Naples. Some people are adamantly against multifamily dwelling units, and some people are a little bit more open to it. And my question usually back to them is, do you want your kids and grandkids to be able to live with you? We know what house prices are, and it's out of reach for a lot of people, even in Naples. And if we want to continue to keep our families close to us, we're going to have to come up with some options that fit the demographic of Naples, but that allow for those people to move in and be able to have that opportunity to start somewhere, whether it's a condo or a duplex style home. We're going to have to bridge that gap and figure out what makes sense the best for Naples.
So affordable housing is one of the aspirations that you have as mayor, and one of your goals that you have is accomplishing.
I would add to that affordable quality housing. Yes. We don't want to just dump 6 or 8 story apartment buildings in Naples because we have space. That's not the goal. We want
homes where young people can get in and start building some equity.
Yep, and that their kids have somewhere to play, that there's enough green space, that they're not packed into where they're climbing up 3, 4, 5, 6 flights of stairs to get to their apartment. But like I said, something that fits our demographic of Naples.
You mentioned a couple of things here. Budget, you want to be able to make sure that we're able to provide the services within our means. Do we have the means in Naples City to meet the demands of the city?
At the moment, yes. We've done a great job. They've done a great job in the past to keep Naples solvent and not overextend themselves. We don't go after money that we can't afford.
We haven't been living beyond our means.
We've not. We have money in reserves. We're able to go after projects at the scale that the city can afford. And you know, Mike Davis and them have done a really great job of making sure, while they're working with the council, to ensure that we don't overextend. And we've done a really great job with that.
You mentioned water connections. What is your concern there?
Well, the concern is what we all have, that there aren't any. All of our water and sewer is serviced by Ashley Valley Water and Sewer.
All of it.
Naples doesn't have any utilities of their own. We work solely with Ashley Valley Water and Sewer. And so we need to be open as a city to have conversations with them of how can we work together to solve these problems. Does the city need to try and find funding from somebody like CIB to purchase water shares? Do we need to be open to negotiating about water connections? What can we do to be creative with those water connections so that nobody feels like they should hoard them, but that we're not going to take advantage of them either?
Well, those two go hand in hand. The affordable housing, you can't have affordable housing without utilities. What obstacles do you see that are in the way?
I think that some of the obstacles that we have in the way is just trying to figure out how to work better together. I don't want it to feel like Ashley Valley Water is on their own, Naples is on their own, Vernal's on their own, Uinta County's on their own. One of the things that drew us to the basin was the fact that it feels like everybody's united. And when families are in need or we have charitable events, we're able to come together in an incredible fashion. But then sometimes when we have these tough issues like water or utilities or whatever that looks like, housing, we all of a sudden put big divisions in the way and we don't want to talk about it anymore. It's too hard or it's too big. How do we take that same vision of community and togetherness and apply that to solving these problems? Because nobody has the answer on their own, and we're going to have to work together and be creative or we won't solve that problem.
When you were running for mayor, I remember your platform that you shared was community involvement. How do you propose to do that?
First is to make sure that everybody that lives in Naples knows that they are a part of Naples and to find something that they like about Naples. We want to start by doing some newsletters. We want to get more information out to Naples so that they know what's going on. They know when we're having meetings. We also want to be able to encourage people to do things that they like. We need some help on our planning commission. I was on the planning commission when I was elected to the mayor, so that's a seat that's been filled, and we've had some other people that were on for more than 5 years that they felt like it was time to move on to other things. And we need new ideas, and we need more people that want to help Naples and help plan that future. So we need people to want to be involved. And like I said, one is with the planning commission and the other one is with a special events committee. We have two wonderful events a year in Naples right now. One is the Freedom Fest in July. One is the tree lighting in December. And our staff's done an incredible job of planning those events for us, but we want to help them. I want to help them.
Is there an identity problem with Naples? Do people identify themselves as Naples with Naples? Were Naples and Naples proud? Do they feel that way, or do they feel like, okay, well, we're just part of Vernal or part of the county?
I think it drifts away after fifth grade. I think if you go to Naples Elementary, they do a great job of feeling like you're part of Naples. Yeah. But once you're out of that, I don't feel like we do. And so, I want to be a cheerleader for Naples. We need people to want to be a part of Naples. I want them to feel like Naples is my home and be proud to say, when people ask where you're from, I don't want you to say, oh, I'm from Vernal. Well, actually just outside of Vernal. I'm from Naples. I live in Naples City.
Final comments.
Final comments are just, we have a great staff. I really appreciate and respect the people that work at Naples City. They do a phenomenal job to care for us. And I'm open to conversations. I'm open to phone calls. I'm open to ideas. I want to have more transparent conversations about our future. This isn't Brock Arnold City. My ideas are not always the best. I have lots of opinions, as most people do. If you ask me, I'll share it. But that's not what the end result will be for Naples. We're going to collaborate, and we're going to grow together in a way that fits our identity.
Brock Arnold is the newly elected mayor of Naples City, and Brock has actually reached out to me and wants to be proactive and wants to involve the community, and you'd like to do more, is that right?
Absolutely. As often as you let me on here, once a month or so, I want to get on and just talk about what's going on.
The door's always open. Brock Arnold, Naples City Mayor, newly elected, and we appreciate you reaching out to us and reaching out to the community. I'm Steve Evans, and this is News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVL. Thanks for joining us.